pieces of repair over there, like, people doing repair over there, like, some leftovers of heat hit?
No, I don't know. This guy may have had some connection with Heathkit, but he's a certified ICOM service person and does great work. He fixed an IC-746 Pro I had here, and actually, as it turns out, there was nothing wrong with it. I don't quite understand that, but anyway, he's got a great reputation for servicing ICOM, and this. The displays on these IC-76 guns, the earlier builds, were they burned in. So this one here has several spots where it's burned in. The images is burned in, and supposedly the displays they replace them with don't do that. At least not as much. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having that done to this radio.
Good luck with that. Thanks for that. Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know about the displays not being more resistant to burn-in, but I do know a lot of firmwares will make when they use flat vacuum fluorescent displays, they don't realize that they're subject to burn-in, and they have to end up fixing it in subsequent firmware revisions where they dim it after a certain amount of time and things like that, so it doesn't damage the display. Anyhow, up next is KBZJ, and you'll be followed by OIS. Go ahead, Mo.